Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report, or rather, you're listening to the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is WILL AM 580. Good morning. It is the 29th day of September. If you're in the field, take this warning. Be careful out there. Machinery moves fairly quickly. If you're going to work on that machinery, do shut it down. That's the safest way to go about it. And we'd like to have you in just as good a condition today as you are today at the end of this harvest season. So be careful if you're out there in the field, and if you're traveling the byroads of rural America and you happen to come across one of those big machines and see them in the road, it doesn't matter whether they're coming towards you or away from you. They move a lot slower than you do. They're also a lot heavier than you are, so be careful. Give them a wide berth. I know they're paying attention to you. Don't worry about them, especially if they don't see you right away. Don't get too upset. Don't try to go around them. Very quickly, they'll get off the road when they get the opportunity, and you'll get around them and get on to where you're headed to. So let's all play nice together, and we'll get all through the harvest season fairly quickly here as things are moving along really quickly, at least in Illinois and Indiana. A bit of a delay in Iowa last week as they had some rainfall. Let's check and see how the numbers are trending in Chicago at this hour. Futures in the corn pit are up a penny and a half at 388 in the December contract. March at 399 and a quarter, a penny and a quarter higher than May at 406 and a half. That's up one and a half. In July, up a penny and a half at 411 and three quarters. December of next year, the corn pit, three quarters higher at 409 and a half. Soy complex now, November beans up five and three quarters at $8.82 and a half. January at 886 and a quarter, up five and a half. And the March at 890 and a quarter. And nickel higher, May at four higher, 892 and a quarter. July up four and a quarter, 897 and a quarter. November beans of next year up four and a quarter cents at $8.87 and three quarters. Bean meal for the day up 30 cents. It's trading at 305, and bean oil is at 27.57. That's up 39. December soft red winter wheat at 508 and a half, up 3. July there at 523 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat in the July up a penny and three quarters at this hour at 546 and three quarters. Live cattle futures in Chicago still sliding lower. October contract, it's been a rough ride for them at 129.17 and a half, down 3 bucks. That's the limit. December futures at 130. 440 down 277 and a half. October feeders are off $3.90 on their expanded limits at 181.37 and a half, and November's at 177.20 are down $4.25. And lean hogs today are up a buck 40 at $72.82 and a half cents. On the line to help us make sense of some of these numbers is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good Tuesday morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Tell me first about livestock, and then we'll get into what's been happening with the grains and the oil seeds. It's been a rough ride, especially for the cattle. They've been down several times over the last couple of weeks, limit or greater once in a while.
You know, we've seen a lot of bear spreading. The October futures were pressured last week. The weak cash prices and, you know, the way they're looking at the cash trade not really followed through this week. So we've seen a lot of pressure because of what's happened in the cash markets here, Todd.
All right. Then turn your attention directly to the commodity markets. I know you have a pretty good pulse on what's been happening around New Market, Indiana, other places in the Midwest. What do you hear as far as yields go?
Well, I think that the beans are continuing to be a little bit better than the expectations were when they pulled in the field. Does that mean they've been great? No. But has it been better than what they were expecting? Probably yes. We're seeing a lot of the beans, you know, probably right around that 45 to 52 bushel average in a lot of areas. And I think there was a private crop tour that went through the I-States last week, and they're saying the beans a little better than expected, and corn not quite as good as expected in some of the areas that way. So, but, you know, like I say, the biggest thing, Glencore is in the news and talking about the possibility of if it could fail or not fail, and it's a great big thing that's really weighing on the commodity market.
Yeah, a couple of things, actually, with the ABCD folks, and Glencore would not be among those, but it's a big grain handling operation. It's having some real difficulties. I think it had lost about 20% in its share price. And then also I made note this morning that Louis Dreyfus says its profits are off 50%. for, I think, the quarter, just due to the very low prices in the commodity markets.
Yeah, I mean, basically, lower prices, margins are tighter. You know, you buy it in maybe some of the stuff higher, and it goes down and doesn't sell well. And, you know, we've had a lot of trouble getting our exports to really kick in because South America, the Brazilian real, has been so cheap in comparison, and they're getting good prices, so their farmers are selling. We're getting poor prices, our farmers aren't selling. And, you know, the world buys the cheapest grocery store, and it's been Brazil because of the exchange rate.
Yeah, I should make some clarification. The ABCD is ADM, Bunge, Cargill, and Louis-Dreyfus for the D. Those are all large grain handling companies that move grain and distribute it across the whole of the planet, and sometimes they're referred to as ABCD. What else should we take a look at this morning in the way of commodity market and trade and what the futures might hold? I suppose you've been looking forward to tomorrow's USDA grain stocks report.
Well, yeah, we are looking forward to sort of get some clarification. We do know that, you know, that nine out of the last 11 years, too, they've revised the soybean crop. Well, that's the next report coming up. That's not the stocks report tomorrow. But the stocks report basically is to see, you know, if they are going to make some differentials as to what we're looking at here. There's, you know, talk that we can add some to the corn and maybe subtract some from the beans and get our bearings as to what we're going to start at for incoming stocks, for beginning stocks of that year, Todd. We generally don't get a big surprise in this, but we did last year. So will they do it again? We don't know.
You did start to mention the WASDE numbers, which are due out, I think, October the 9th. I think that's the right day. And then 5 days later, the FSA numbers will come out and show us a couple of things. Those WASDE figures, of course, are keyed, especially in this month, off of the grain stocks report number. And if it changes for the ending stocks for soybeans, then that adjustment will be made in the WASDE numbers. And how many years did you say that things have changed?
I was reading this morning, it was 9 out of 11 years they revised the soybean crop from the year before on this report. So, you know, and that was like last year, you know, we revised down. Remember, we were going with a 130 or 120 carry-in, and then they, went down to 72. So there can be quite a change in that, and we seem to have tighter stocks at the end of the year here. And the beans making us wonder if the production number was right. So we'll see if that does take effect, if they do change that.
And as you know, they make that revision, especially on soybeans, not very often on corn, but on soybeans because they have enough information on the crush and such, although they may not have it this year, to actually make it all balance and to make those adjustments early on rather than in the end of the year report. That January report sometimes changes the previous crop production year for corn. But that'll all happen in the next 14 days or so. So this is a big time for farmers to think about marketing and to watch the USDA numbers, keep track of things that are happening not only in their fields but on the national level. So hopefully they'll pay attention to us here at willag.org, or at least go online and take a look at some of the things that are happening. Any final thought before I let you go for the morning, and then we'll talk with you again this afternoon?
Well, I think that the one thing we're looking at, harvest is progressing rapidly. I think that's going to be good to get this in and done. Oil world, you know, projects lower meal prices for next year, and but a higher world crush, so yet higher demand, but with lower prices.
All right. Thanks so much. I do appreciate it, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. A quick refresh of the marketplace, where we see corn futures are up about 0.75 cents at this hour. Beans up 3 to 4. Bean meal is up a dime. Bean oil 34 cents higher. Wheat futures are up 2 cents in the soft red, and the hard red up about 3.5. Live cattle futures are down $3. The feeders are down $4, and the lean hogs are up $1.32.5. Illinois Public Media, of course. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. It's just a minute before the hour of 10 o'clock Central Time Zone. In the weather forecast, we see for the day that we'll head to a high of just 75 degrees, a 40% chance of rainfall. Today, that'll mostly come after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a high of 75 again. On a southeast wind at 7 to 17, that'll turn to the northeast this afternoon and bring us a low this evening of 52 degrees, although the skies will clear out, and then sunny skies tomorrow. We'll go to a high of just 68 tomorrow. Northeast winds at 11 miles an hour. Sunny skies on Thursday and 66. Friday, mostly sunny and 65.